Shootings have been a plague in some sections of Wilmington for a quarter century. But this year, more people have died from gunfire in Delaware's largest city than any other. WHYY's Chris Barish visited one of the hard-hit neighborhoods and spoke with city leaders about the historic carnage.
Three people have been shot to death since late October within a few blocks of Sharon Taylor's home in northeast Wilmington. They're casualties in the gun violence that has taken the lives of 39 people in the city of 71,000 people so far this year.
It's really terrible. All I can do about it is just pray about it. People out here just going crazy, and they need to get their life together.
Wilmington's rate of gun fatalities is two-thirds higher than Philadelphia's, its neighbor of 1.6 million residents. Philly's had a record 529 homicides this year. Wilmington's killings are occurring, as always, in a handful of low-income neighborhoods that ring the Central Business District. Mayor Mike Przycki says some homicides have been captured by street surveillance cameras.
These have been assassinations. We've had people just walk right up within 2 feet and just empty a firearm right in the back of someone's head. We used to have shootings that seemed to be sending messages. Guys would be shot in the leg. Today, these are very deliberate acts of homicide. And that's deeply troubling.
One man visiting friends in a northeast neighborhood told me he recently had a relative killed. He said too many teens and young men are armed because they want to be feared. He wouldn't give his name because he feared retaliation himself.
We say we in poverty, this and that, but we around here killing each other. So it's just too much play going on in the streets that's causing a lot of wanting these young kids to have a rep. And it's sad to say the rep nowadays, instead of being the football star or the boxing star or the basketball star, they want to be the star that busts a gun and kills somebody.
So what can be done? Can anything stop the escalation? Police Chief Robert Tracy received national acclaim when his data-driven strategy to direct his cops to so-called hotspots paid big dividends in 2018. That year, 81 people were shot and 17 of them died. They were the lowest totals in years, but the toll has grown dramatically since then. A total of 149 people had been wounded or killed this year. The number shot was even higher last year. Tracy said the pandemic and restrictions on gatherings first eliminated and then curtailed community meetings that police used to connect with residents.
Community engagement is one of the biggest things that you have to have beyond any strategy. That's been disrupted for the last 18 months. As we're coming out of this, we got to make sure that we get back to some of the things that we weren't doing because we didn't want to. We were prevented from doing it. But we're finally getting back to in-person meetings with these communities that are suffering so we can have those face-to-face conversations.
Tracy and Przycki also want judges and prosecutors to be tougher on people arrested on firearm charges. They say too many have been freed on supervised release or bond and returned to the same blocks.
In a time where we have all this type of strife, you're putting more people back on the street that are willing to carry firearms. It's a gateway crime to a shooting or a homicide.
Taylor, who cares for her grandchildren at home, says she will support anything that can make the streets safer.
Everybody is affected. They're just tired of the stuff. You know what I mean? It don't make no sense. People getting killed for what?
Przycki says the current spike has only reinforced his commitment to find ways to increase home ownership in the most dangerous neighborhoods. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.